Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Dr. Colleen Cutcliffe. She's the co-founder and CEO of Pendulum Therapeutics. Good morning, doctor.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Now, it is very important to have you on today because a lot of family members will be getting together and some people haven't seen each other for a while, so everybody's worried about COVID-19. But there are other issues that affect people like colds and things like that, and antibiotics play a key role in keeping us healthy, correct?
Absolutely.
Now, one thing about antibiotics, you know, sometimes on the radio, they tease me about being a medical agnostic and things like that. I'm not, but I do have questions about things. Can antibiotics be overused and have adverse effects?
Well, let me ask you a question, Kevin. Have you ever taken an antibiotic and kind of gotten instantaneously better, like a day later, 2 days later, you're back on your feet, everything's great again?
Well, now that you mention it, yes, I have taken antibiotics for, you know, sinus issues or maybe a hearing issue or an infected eye recently. And yeah, they work very quickly.
Well, many people have experienced that with antibiotics, and so they've come to be viewed as this extremely efficacious, almost like miracle cure for colds that you have. And because people experience this rapid, extreme turnaround time, they get excited about antibiotics anytime they're not feeling well, and they ask their doctor for antibiotics. And antibiotics are extremely potent. They really decimate all the bad bacteria that are causing people to feel sick. But they're like a nuclear bomb that doesn't just kill the bad bacteria, but actually also kill all the good bacteria. And it turns out that we have a lot of bacteria inside of us that are good and helping us with our health. And it's this entirely new science that not many people know about, and it's called the microbiome. And what we're learning is that the microbiome is super important for our health. We have 10 times more microbiome cells in us than human cells in us. And the microbiome cells are really these bacteria that these antibiotics are killing off. And the study that the Mayo Clinic just came out with shows us what happens when we take too many antibiotics and what the detrimental health effects are if we do that.
But are we basically selling ourselves short and shortcutting our body's ability to fix ourselves?
So yes, it is good to give your own body a chance to fight the battle that it needs. I think it's really important to know that antibiotics are a huge discovery that have been made, have saved millions of lives. And so in no way should we deliberately not take antibiotics. But it is important to know that there is downside, as there's downside with everything. So it's important to be educated. And it's important to ask, well, what are the downsides? What are these other bacteria that are being killed by this nuclear bomb? Will I get back all the same functions I used to have before? Because what science is starting to show us is that for all of us, but especially in children, when we set up that nuclear bomb, not everything can grow back afterwards. And some of those things that aren't growing back are actually really important to our fundamental health. And when we do this with children, what we find out is that they all of a sudden start to develop these issues that are associated with these early antibiotic treatments, such as obesity, diabetes, attention deficit disorder. All these things that we worry about our children getting, we don't understand why they have them. And maybe they're the only one that have them in our family. Nobody else has the issue. And what scientists are starting to realize is it all points back to the gut microbiome and how important that is to our health.
So every time we take an antibiotic, you're killing that the microbes that are in your gut. I take a probiotic each day, and you're a co-founder of Pendulum Therapeutics, which is a company creating natural probiotic remedies, correct?
Yes, we are. And all the probiotics that are on the shelf today are comprised of probiotic ingredients that have been around for decades, the last 50 years, really. And so what we're doing at Pendulum Therapeutics is we're taking a scientific approach to develop novel probiotics that are really going after these specific functions that people lose that cause these issues later on in life. And so rather than just sort of approaching this like any bacteria is a good bacteria, there are specific microbes, specific probiotics that have specific functions that you need in your body. And that's really what we're trying to give back to people. And we're approaching this the way you would in terms of looking at functions rather than just general probiotics.
Now, you were talking about the gut sensitivities and how the use of antibiotics could lead to other issues or keep your body from being able to fight other issues like dermatitis and even diabetes. Celiac disease is a big issue as well for a lot of people. There's been a study out. Can you give us a little bit of details on the results?
Yeah, we have these microbes in us, and the question scientists are asking is, what are they doing? Well, what happens if we don't have them? The microbiome is tied to all sorts of things. When you eat food, it goes straight to your gut, and your microbiome is metabolizing that food. And so your microbiome is tied to your metabolism. It's tied to obesity. It's tied to your immune system. It's even tied to things that are sort of out there like Alzheimer's. You don't think about your brain as being affected by your gut, but it turns out your gut microbiome is sending neurotransmitters to your brain that can affect brain development. And so this Mayo Clinic study that just came out was really exciting because what they looked at was specifically children who were under 2 years of age. And they said, all right, what if I look at kids who are under 2 years of age and I look at kids who have taken a lot of antibiotics versus kids who haven't. And what they discovered was fascinating. The kids who had systematically been on antibiotics were also systematically more prone to these diseases later on in life, like obesity and asthma and attention deficit disorder and celiac disease. There was another study done like this about 6 years ago where they looked at 25,000 children and they found a similar thing, which is that kids who were under the age of 6 months were also systematically more prone to being obese once they became teenagers and therefore more susceptible to developing type 2 diabetes.
Wow, that's very interesting. PendulumLife.com is your website. Co-founder, the CEO of Pendulum Therapeutics, Dr. Colleen Cutcliffe, is joining us on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline talking about antibiotics. And this is really personal to you. It started with your daughter's birth.
Yes, the reason I started this company was because as I started to learn more about the microbiome, it was a new emerging space when, and I was reading papers and learning about it. Something really clicked for me, and it was that my daughter was born almost 8 weeks premature. And for anybody who's ever had a preemie, you know that you get to see this preemie for a few seconds, and then they get taken away from you to intensive care. And she spent the first 4 weeks of her life in the ICN, hooked up to all these machines and monitors. It was my first baby. I didn't know what I was doing. It was very stressful. One of the other things they do with preemies, they give them antibiotics because they're fragile and they want to make sure they don't get an infection. And what I noticed about my daughter was that as she started to get older into elementary school, she had some things about her that were different than the rest of us. Namely, she has some food sensitivities and metabolism that are different from the rest of us in the family. And she really has to watch what she eats. And so what clicked for me was this early antibiotic treatment that she did not need. She did not have an infection. Has caused her to be missing certain functions in her microbiome that are causing these food sensitivities that are changing her metabolism. And so as a scientist myself, I realized I could apply my knowledge to develop something that could help so many people around the world, but also my own daughter. And that fundamentally, this early antibiotic treatment was what caused her to have a kind of a deficit in her microbiome, and we could be replenishing that. And that's really what we've developed. We spent the last almost decade creating an entirely innovative and novel probiotic that you can't find anywhere else, and it's patented, and is specifically designed to help you metabolize sugar.
Natural probiotic remedies. That is the key. I take it myself, personally. So Pendulum Therapeutics, co-founder, CEO, Dr. Colleen Cutcliffe, thank you very much for the lesson and the information. We truly appreciate it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.